We welcome you in courtside inside the Womack Center. Mitchell Spelton and Butch Halama with you on hand as we get set for a boys-girls doubleheader between Arcadia and GET, with the girls game coming up first, 5:45. The schedule is tip time, but we do have a junior varsity game going on right now, so a soft start time, might you will. But two, I think, pretty good games could be on tap here tonight,
Butch. I think so. GET had a rough go of it the first go-around on the girls' side. But they're playing a little bit better. I had a chance to talk with, the Arcadia coaches were sitting right behind me, and they said they've improved considerably since they played them last. They're looking forward to a much more competitive game. And the boys' game, I think, is going to be a barn burner. It's just, you know, that local rivalry. They're ready for bear for each other.
Yep, we'll break it all down as we get set for tip-off again. Two games coming up here tonight with 5:45 the scheduled first start time tonight, as the girls get set to take the stage first. We'll take our first break, come back with more on our pregame coverage after this on WHTL.
Hi, I'm Janet Misek, member service.
Back live inside the Wanick Center. We are courtside as we get set for our matchup between Arcadia and GET, a girls-boy doubleheader tonight, with the girls game coming up in about 20, 25 minutes from now. I'm going to start probably a little bit before 6 with the JV game. Still going on here. But we'll look at the Arcadia girls here, Butch, tonight. This is a team that's currently 11-9. They are 6-4 in the Cooley Conference, but they've lost 3 in a row. We saw their last win against CFC a couple weeks ago, but they've had some tough competition as of late. Lost to West Salem, Onalaska, Luther, the two top teams in the league, and also a loss to La Crosse Logan squeezed in there as well. And really, the main issue for them, really, at least during this stretch, has been tough shooting, but more importantly, turnovers. In that West Salem loss they just suffered, they gave the ball away 43 times, and we saw last night that's not a formula for success.
No, it just doesn't work. You give the other team that many opportunities, and like you said, you went up against West Salem, who's had an unbelievable girls program for many years now, and they're really up on their game this year. I think they're ranked in the top 10 in the state in D2, so It's a tough battle, but you know, it may give them some incentive to come back and right the ship, as you said earlier tonight, by going and taking it out on what is, for all practicality, a little bit of a lesser team, considerably lesser obviously than West Salem, but probably a little bit lesser than Arcadia also.
And we've talked about it with some teams trying to fight for that home playoff game, as we'll know seeding over the weekend. This Arcadia team probably right in that mix, but in the Division III bracket. Certainly a game you cannot lose here tonight to GET. This is a team they beat 67-14 back on December 20th. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to call that first game.
Yeah.
And it got snowed out, and now we'll see what round two looks like again, what looks like to be a more improved GET team that has won two games in a row. We'll talk more about the Red Hawks in just a little bit as we continue on in just... Pre-game warm-ups are underway for our first doubleheader game as the Arcadia Raider girls host GET. Mitchell Spelt, Butch Halama with you on this busy Tuesday of the high school basketball season. 2 weeks from now, Butch will be calling our first playoff game.
Yes.
To be determined where that'll be, but it will be a girls game. Both these teams vying for position, but a busy schedule around the area here tonight.
Yeah, there is. You know, we're getting close to that. There's some makeup games, there's conference games, they're trying to get everything in here. Specifically before this weekend with the seeding meetings this weekend. On the girls' side, like we said, we're here tonight with GET in town. Durand, Arkansas travels to Spring Valley. Mondovi to Boyceville, and Eau Claire Emanuel is at Independence. Gilmington, I believe that game is being played in Gilmington tonight. But that's a big one for the Indies. Is there only, what, a one game?
One
half,
game up.
Half game now after last night, maybe.
One up in the loss count.
In the loss count to Oliva Strum. So that'll be a big one there. On the boys' side, we'll have that GET here at Arcadia later in the second half of our doubleheader. Colfax travels to Mondovi. Osseo Fairchild at Whitehall. That could be a good game. Arkansas, Durand, Arkansas is at Boyceville. CFC at Medoro. I believe CFC is still undefeated in the boys' side, aren't they?
In conference.
Blair Taylor at Lincoln, that's a neighborhood rivalry. That'll be a good one tonight. Augusta travels to Oliva Strum, and Elma Pepin is at Independence Gilmington.
So a double-dip action between boys and girls tonight in the Dairyland. We got a doubleheader here tonight. We'll take a closer look at GET and their girls team that have won two in a row when we come back on WHTL. Glad to have you back inside the Wanick Center as we are looking at about a 5:53 tip-off. Maybe.
Oh.
We try and be exact with this. But
he was only a minute off last night.
We were close. That's what I'm going with for the tip-off tonight. We'll see when we get to that point. But as we look at this game, this first game here, Butch, GET's girls talked about them a little bit throughout the pregame here, but two wins back-to-back after not winning any games before then. It ended a run last week when they beat Toma. We're on the 371 consecutive days without a victory, but ooh, now not only did they win one, they've won two. They beat Toma, yeah, and they beat Black River Falls last time out. So it seems like offense is starting to come a little bit easier for GET, and so is that confidence.
Well, you know, they kind of go hand in hand. You know, you get a little more confident when you get a win, and, of course, that offense comes a little bit easier with the confidence that sometimes you've called enough games. I've been doing this for enough years. Sometimes it's mentally more than it is physically. Yep. We both see that happen time and time again.
And then the first matchup against Arcadia, they lost 67-14 in their building. So trying to exercise some demons here tonight, really maybe show how far they've come since that point. And again, this is an improved team that might be playing Arcadia at the right time because they have lost three games in a row.
Yeah,
so we'll see how they shape up here tonight in the first doubleheader matchup. This rivalry always kind of means a little extra more. We've seen that over the years. So we'll see how this one plays out tonight. Getting closer, though, to the opening tip of game one. We'll come back, get you set after this on WHTL. Just a few minutes away from the opening tip of our first doubleheader game, the Arcadia Raiders and the GET Redhawks. It'll be the girls battling first from the Wanick Center, followed by the boys. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we tip things off here on WHTL. Live courtside inside the Wanick Center in Arcadia. Mitchell Spelts, Butch Halama with you as we are just about set to tip things off. Doubleheader action between Arcadia and GET with the girls tipping things off in just a matter of moments. And Butch, before we get things started, I'll leave it to you for game one starting lineups.
Thank you. Go. Here we go with the starting lineups for the girls game. That will start out with the visiting GET Redhawks. Starting for them are Amara Brantner, a junior, number 11. Samantha Fila, a sophomore, number 12. Helene DeJager, number 21. She's a senior. Number 23, Ava Lightfoot, a sophomore. And rounding out the starters is Lexi James, number 33, a junior for Coach Schmitnick. For the Arcadia Raiders, their starting lineup looks this way. Number 2, Caitlin Bremer, a senior. Number 5, Madison Grochon, a sophomore. Number 10, Jocelyn Lockington, a junior. Number 11, Tatum Draskowski, is a sophomore. And rounding out the starters for Coach Evan Pagel is number 42, Justine Sansala. Justine is a junior.
Arcadia coming off a loss last week on Friday to West Salem. It was defeated 31-72. That game was on Thursday, I beg your pardon. They are 11-9 entering today, 6-4 in Cooley Conference play. While the GET Redhawk girls started the season 0-19, but they have won back-to-back games, beating Toma last week 56-48. Followed by a win over Black River Falls on Thursday, 46-44. Their head coach is John Schmitnick, and they will look to get the win on the road here tonight. And this feels like it could be a little bit more closer than we saw the first, or we didn't see the first time. We were going to see the first time, but
we were scheduled to, but Mother Nature had the final say.
Arcadia won that first game 67-14. Arcadia has lost three consecutive games. GET, like we just mentioned, has won their last two. Tatum Draskowski will jump it at center court against Amara Brantner for the Redhawks. Home whites are on for Arcadia, traveling reds on for GET. Ready to go. So glad to have you with us. The opening tip is won by Arcadia, and off we go in game one of our doubleheader. Moving from left to right is Arcadia. Quick shot from the left elbow. No good by Jocelyn Lockington. A rebound underneath for Ava Lightfoot. Good start for GET's defense. Good open look by Lockington about 5 seconds into the possession, but just couldn't knock it down. Inside pass, but unable to finish underneath as Lexi James had a good look, just could not finish it. It was knocked out of bounds, however, off Arcadia, and the Redhawks will get a second chance. A good slick move underneath by James. Second time we've seen the Redhawks this year. They played Whitehall earlier. That was a game we had back at the end of January. Near steal on the perimeter. It's not going to be a steal, but it'll be a jump ball. It will stay on this end, but it comes at the expense of the possession arrow for GET.
Jocelyn Lockington in on that, and she had a heck of a defensive game when we seen the Raiders here last. She was actually our player of the game, more so for her defense and rebounding than her scoring that game.
That was the last time Arcadia won. They defeated CFC here. They've lost three in a row since. Pass into the corner. Ava Lightfoot looks for James inside. Not there. Skips it over to Sammy Fila. Man-to-man defense by Arcadia. Pass up front. Caught by Lightfoot left of the circle. Takes the dribble and passes off left. So Brantner tries to force feed inside for James. Knocked out of bounds by Draskowski as she got around her. And it will stay with the Redhawks, who have had about 45-second possession so far. That's resulted in two shots or passes going out of bounds, plus a jump ball. Nowhere to go. Got to get it in quick. They get it to James underneath, and she's swatted by Draskowski underneath.
Man, you get called a lot of times on that. That was definitely all ball, but she swatted it. I'm sure the coaching staff will tell her, Just tip it.
Yeah, she loves to block shots. And Sal lets it go. Top of the arc. Missed it to the right and short. James the rebound underneath for GET. And they're going to look to slow this thing down. Arcadia wants to get up and go. See if they can get some quick points in transition. But GET has held them 0-2 so far. Bradner passes out front for DeJager. And now to the left side of the floor is Lightfoot. Looking to get James a touch on the inside. Working that mid-post area. Bradner drives. Lost the ball. It's taken away by Caitlin Bremer. Pass up ahead, Sinsala bobbles, can't control it, but then recovers in the corner. Here comes the trap, spikes it into the corner to nobody, and it's out of bounds, a turnover for Arcadia. Sinsala, I think, tried to throw it off a Red Hawk, but ended up missing.
I think it just hit the floor.
Yeah, both defenders missed entirely, and it goes out of bounds, so a turnover for Arcadia. Inbound goes to the far baseline, DeJager controls and passes it away to Brantner, who then gets it to center court right in front of the line in the front court, but they do get away from it cleanly. Sammy Fila gets trapped, throws a shoulder to get some separation. No foul call. Use that shoulder, not the forearm, and that may have been the difference between an offensive foul and not one. Red Hawks trying to get the first points of the game. We are scoreless. 2 minutes gone by. Red Hawks moving from right to left. DeJager at the ball, passes left. Open for three is Fila, and she's got it. Sammy Fila gives GET the first points of the night. It's 3-0 Redhawks. Good offensive possession by the GET. Pass goes inside out. Driving Grochon. Left lane line puts it up from the corner. Or driving from the corner. Missed the shot but got fouled. And Madison Grochon will shoot two.
Fouls on number 21, Helene DeJager. That is her first team foul. Is it Grochon to the line?
Yep, Grochon will shoot two. Second leading scorer on this team, averaging 8.5 a game. Her first free throw is perfect. Tatum Draskowski leads the team in rebounds with 15 and 11, respectively. Grochon, however, is next in line with points at 8.5. This is an Arcadia team averaging about 46 points a game, shooting just 33% from the field overall. Second free throw is good by Grochon, and the Redhawks' lead is trimmed to one. Pass up ahead. Brantner brings it down, but throws it wide of the intended target, Alexi James, who is running down the lane. Ends up going out of bounds and turned over by GET.
Here's where that full court pressure maybe didn't get the turnover in the backcourt, but it did play into eventually getting the turnover for the Raiders.
Yep, but when you're a team like Arcadia who struggles in the half court, you're trying to find ways to produce offense outside of that, and those turnovers, especially live ball ones, can help start something up. Justine Sinsala drives, leaves it off underneath, and finishing the layup is Jocelyn Lockington. 4-0 for Arcadia. They've got a one-point lead. Once again, that full court spreads is on, but GT beats it. Lexi James catches underneath. She'll get it to go, and she was fouled. Last-second recovery effort by Arcadia results in the and-one opportunity, and the Redhawks have the lead back.
Follows on number two, Caitlin Bremer. That'll be her first team first.
Now Bremer commits the foul. One free throw here for James, who's especially been playing well lately for the Redhawks, as the free throw is in and out. No good, but Brantner has the rebound, gets it back to James. Quick jumper, then pulled and missed by Fila, who wasn't set. And the Redhawks get the rebound, get another chance. Right side three is airballed, however, by Ava Lightfoot, and rebounded by Draskowski, who has numbers. Pushes up ahead. There's Grochon. And she will finish. Here's that quick transition offense Arcadia wants. Now a takeaway by Grochon in the backcourt. Takes it to the rim, but can't finish. Sinsala's there to clean it up. And she is fouled with a chance for a three-point opportunity.
Falls on number 12. That is Sammy Fila. That'll be her first team second.
Gives Arcadia an 8-5 lead, a quick turn of events here inside the Wanick Center. Sinsala at the line. Her one free throw is no good. James trying to grab the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds, however, by Drazkowski from behind. And it'll go to the Redhawks anyway.
Arcadia is playing full court defense here, but they're changing it up. It's zone, it's man. They've got them thinking here.
Yep, here's a full court man look and dangerous pass, but goes back to the inbounder into Jaeger, who brings it across from right to left. Starts, stops at the center circle, passes out front. DeJager with the ball, finds Bratton, who drives in from the left wing, and Drazkowski blocks another one. Her second tonight, drives the floor, passes up ahead. Sinsala's got it, goes up on a pump fake, can't get it to go, and then tried to regather and had the ball knocked out of bounds from behind. It'll stay on this end as the Redhawks knocked it away.
A little too fast. She got a little bit too far under the basket. That one probably the right decision not to shoot.
Inbound, Drazkowski spins the baseline. Nobody home, but she blew the layup.
Oh.
Grabs her own miss and missed again. And it's rebounded by James. An incredible move, just did not finish.
You won't see that again where she misses two bunnies like that back to back.
That was wide open after that. Incredible spin move along the baseline to free herself up. Pass inside, Fila has it. Guarded by Bramer, drives along the baseline and threw it away. Sinsala the steal, looking up ahead, has Drazkowski, who wasn't quite ready for it, then saves it to James underneath, a disjointed transition opportunity. It was there. Sinsala was late passing the ball, which and Drazkowski kind of gave up thinking Sinsala was just going to take it. And then that results in the turnover. So here comes GET now, driving in baseline and traveling. Is Haleen DeJager got in the air thinking she was going to shoot it, but then the shot wasn't there and then landed for the travel.
We've got number 22, Sasha Bolin, a sophomore, in for Bremer on the Raiders side.
13:33 to play in the first. It's Arcadia 8, GET 5, first game of our girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game going on first. Three-pointer left side is open but missed by Lockington. Rebound falls right into the arms of Sammy Fila. And John Schmidtnick wants his offense to work a little slowly here. Keep Arcadia on their toes, make them work defensively. And they quickly reverse it around the perimeter, right of the circle. Fila has the basketball. She's got an early three in this game. They get it over to Jaeger, and now Lightfoot with the ball. Dangerous pass that was deflected by Sinsala. It ends up on the deck where we'll have a jump ball. It's Ava Lightfoot and Jocelyn Lockington getting down there to force it, and it's going to go to Arcadia via the possession arrow.
Another good aggressive defensive play by Lockington. The whole team's aggressive on defense so far. They're really hustling.
Arcadia on in front, 8-5. Drazkowski drives in right corner, takes it to the elbow, and will attempt a jumper. It's no good. Sasha Bolin had the rebound for a moment, but then James ripped it away.
She physically is a strong girl inside there. She got both hands on the ball, and it was hers.
Looking inside for her, Drazkowski with the coverage knocks away, but James catches anyway. Goes up and under, but can't finish. Had a tough angle. Drazkowski the rebound. Pass up ahead for Sinsala in the corner. Sasha Bolin for three. It's short. Ball is loose underneath, and James collects another rebound. Tries to swipe it out of there, and she does successfully. Here comes Fila down the floor. Pass into the corner. Long two is hoisted up by Brantner. It's airballed long.
Her feet weren't set on that one at all.
And a rebound for Drazkowski. She pushes up ahead to Lockington. Hand off Grochon. Hesitates. Drives right lane line. Gets it close. It's good. And the foul. And Madison Grochon once again a chance for an and one. Up to a fast start here tonight.
Falls on number 12. That'll be the second on sophomore Sammy Fila. Third team foul on the Redhawks.
I think she's asking for a breather as well. But she'll have a chance for an and one here. I don't think there's a sub four at the table. But Grochon's free throw is no good. Missed it to the right. Rebound underneath for Claire Burns and GET. Lead is 10-5 for Arcadia.
Amaya Slusher is in on that one. I think she came in for Lockington.
Yep. GT with the basketball. They have not scored in about 3.5 minutes. 11:45 to play in the first. Driving Brantner, walled off along the baseline. Passes back out front. Lunsford down the lane. Kick out Brantner. She pumps, collides with Slusher. No foul, though. They regather and get it back out front. Alexis Ouellette passes over to Fila. Great defense by Sasha Bolin, who pushes her out, knocks the ball free. And we got a timeout called by John Schmidtnick as his offense was going nowhere. It'll be a 60-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 11:30 to go in the first. It's 10-5 Arcadia on WHTL. 10-5 Arcadia with the early lead. 11.5 minutes to play in the first. Mitchell Speltz, Butch Shalama with you. GET with the basketball following their timeout. They'll inbound from the baseline. Good inbounds play. They free up a player underneath. That's Josh Lunsford, who scores from the left block, and that ends about a three-minute scoring drought for GET. They're down a field goal at 10-7. Tatum Drazkowski with the ball right at the circle. They reverse it to Amaya Schlesher high on the left, brings it back to the top of the arc, wheels it around, hands it off, driving inside. Chloe Schlossstein gets in close, can't finish. And she was fouled, however, and Schlossstein will shoot two.
Red 22, that is Jocelyn Lunsford, her first, team fourth.
Oh, two shots at the line coming up for Schlossstein. Arcadia has a team 54% at the free throw line this season. First free throw here is good. Got it on the front rim and it rolled home. Second one, airborne and perfect. Schlossstein goes 2 for 2. Justine Sinsala will get a breather, and in comes Jocelyn Lockington after a brief break. 5-point advantage for Arcadia, tied for their largest here in the early going. They beat this GET team handily, 67-14 in December. Steal by Lockington, easy pass up ahead, and Drazkowski has her first two of the night. Defense to offense uncontested on the steal at half court. Pass up ahead, that's going to nobody. Back-to-back turnovers by GET against this pressure. And Arcadia's got it right back.
It's not always that you have to have the steal and the layup, but they're forcing, and the pressure, the consistent pressure is starting to show a little bit on the Redhawks here.
Drazkowski walks it down, passes to Lockington. Up front it goes. Schlossstein will take the shot, but she traveled first. Would have been a long two as her tippy toes were on the line, but shuffled it as she caught it. Ends up being a turnover.
Freddie Flintstone feed.
This is an Arcadia team that's coming off a 43 turnover night against a very tough West Salem defense. That's what they do to you. As they pressure, they turn you over, they're quick, and Arcadia could not escape that all night. Bounce pass up ahead, a dangerous one that's rolling around. Schlossstein trying to push it to Schlesher, who's got it. And we're going to have another hell ball. Possession error will stay here. Good effort by Schlossstein, along with Schlesher, to get on the floor for that, but GT able to get a hand on it and force the alternate possession.
We've seen 3-4 girls of the Raiders already diving on the floor. They're not scared to go after a loose ball, are they?
No, they're not. No, they're playing hard here tonight. Same as GET, but trying to get some offense going. Inside pass goes to Claire Burns. Passes outside. Three-pointers up from the top of the arc. No good by Sammy Fila. Long rebound to Drazkowski, who chucks it up ahead. Caught by Schlossstein down the right lane line. Can't finish the layup. And it's rebounded underneath by Jocelyn Lunsford.
She just kind of threw that one up. It wasn't, I think she had more time or...
It's actually Sasha Boland who missed that layup. Right side three-pointer. Sammy Fila will convert it from distance.
Her second long one tonight.
So a missed layup on one end turns into a three on the other. So a 5-point swing for GET, who is down by 4, 14-10. Boland tries, passes to Drazkowski. 18-foot jump shot is good from the far corner.
She didn't quite look in sync there the first few minutes of the game, but the last two shots, she's looked a lot more comfortable.
In transition, Fila, deep three. Ooh. That one is short.
Looked good from our angle here.
Yeah, it did. We had a straight-on look, just a bit short. Drazkowski finds Schlossstein down the lane. Her layup won't go. Rebound underneath for Lockington is stuck back. Jocelyn Lockington with her second midfield goal, 18-10. Arcadia with their largest lead of 8.
Arcadia's had the advantage over them on the boards here, both offense and defense so far tonight.
Fila walks it down, passes over to Alexis Ouellette. Entry pass right lane line for Burns. She gets tripped up, lost the ball, recovered by Arcadia on the baseline. Steal for Boland. Long pass up ahead. Caught by Lockington, wheels by her defender, and sneaks it in.
She did a nice job. She jump stopped, went up with both feet. Off of both feet.
A quick 6-0 spurt for Arcadia. They've got a double-digit lead, and now Amaya Schlesher jumps the pass and has the steal. Takes it the other way, and she'll finish the layup. Amaya Schlesher on the board, and we've got timeout called by GET. We'll step aside with them. 8:41 to go in the first. It's an 8-0 run for Arcadia to put them up 22-10 on WHTL. Arcadia is starting to get everything cooking. The defense has turned to offense, and they have a 22-10 lead over GET. And it was a back-and-forth game to start, but right now it's Arcadia's defense that's really opened up this lead for them.
And, you know, another thing is, Mitchell, you talked about Arcadia's shooting percentage, and isn't that great? It gets a whole lot better when you're shooting layups.
Yep, absolutely, and that's what they're looking to do. I mean, again, this has been a team that's had half-court struggles. They don't shoot outside shots all that well, but when you can get quick buckets, that is what can alleviate a lot of that struggling or a lot of that negativity offensively as the ball is loose near center court. It's going to go out of bounds, but they're going to call foul and get Groch on for it.
Ball's on number five, Madison Grochon. That's her first. Team second.
What has been a low foul first half overall. Four for GET, two for Arcadia. Ball picked up right at center court. Passes bounced into the corner for Lunsford. Drives the baseline, floats it up. It won't go. Ball went out of bounds as it went long over the rim. It's going to be Arcadia possession. It's currently an 8-0 run for Arcadia. Red Hawks got this down to a 14-10 game after a Sammy Fila three, but the Raiders had the last four made field goals since. Here's Lockington driving to the free throw line. Good pick and roll there. Schlossstein underneath on the pocket pass. Schlossstein with her first made field goal, and the sophomore with four off the bench, making a 10-0 run for Arcadia.
It's amazing how some of them simple little maneuvers at pick and roll still works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Arcadia working the 2-3 zone defensively. First time we've seen them show this. Pass into the corner, trying to get James a touch on the inside. It's not there. Get it back to Ouellette now in the corner. Pumping on a three is Lightfoot. Long skip pass over to Lunsford. And GEC trying to reset. Larissa Thompson feeds inside for James. Thompson gets it back, takes a straight on three. Clanks off the backboard right to Grochon. Long pass on that for Schlesher. A little too far out of her reach. Had a bucket in the making, but the pass was overthrown and out of bounds.
You know, that was an overthrow, but you could tell even with Coach Pagel here, that's a turnover they'll take. You're trying to force the ball. You're trying to get that layup. You can live with that.
You got to be quick, and there's got to be some precision on that. And you hesitate, then the defense can get back and make that pass more challenging. Driving Jager down the middle, DeJager gets in close. James could make the catch on the dump off. And it goes over her head, out of bounds. Another Red Hawk turnover.
That was a tough one on James because she was getting into a rebound position. You could tell she thought the driver was going to shoot the ball. And when she passed it at the last minute, it was whoa.
And that 2-3 zone to really prevent James from getting touches. She's only got the 2 points, but Red Hawk's best offensive flow has been when she's gotten the ball down low. But that 2-3 zone now kind of prevents that. Grochon drives and kicks. Schlossstein open for three. Right side. It's good. It's a long two. But Schlossstein having her hell of a night. 6 points here in the first half off the bench. 26-10. 12-0 run for the Raiders. Red Hawks need an answer. Pass inside James. It's bobbled. It goes off the shoulder of Bramer, out of bounds. GET keeps it as they're trying to get Lexi James a touch on the inside.
James got it, but when she came down with it, it hit off the shoulder or the head of Bramer, like you said.
Inbound coming from Ava Lightfoot goes to James underneath, who had her shot knocked away. It goes off her leg, out of bounds. So the Red Hawks end up giving the ball away. Mara Branner will come in and replace Alexis Ouellette. 6:38 to play in the first. Raiders with a 16-point advantage at home, looking to sweep the season series against GET. Pass left for Bramer. Handoff for Schlesher in the corner. Schlossstein's got it. Pump fakes from the elbow. Dribbles, takes the shot. It will not go. Ball ends up going out of bounds off the arm of Ava Lightfoot. It'll stay Raider ball as Tatum Drzaskowski will re-enter for Schlesher. And Grochon will trigger it from the baseline as they line up in a box set. And a wheel around action to pin down, and they're going to go inside for Lockington. Now back to the inbounder, Grochon. I don't know how that got through, but her shot missed inside with the offhand, and it's rebounded by GET. Not bad action there, but quite congested in that painted area. Left side three-pointer is off the mark by DeJager. Rebound on the weak side by Caitlin Bramer. Here comes Drzaskowski in transition, hesitates, glides to the hoop. It'll go, and she was fouled. Nice little step through there by Tatum Drzaskowski. Took the shoulder contact as well. And another and one in this first half for Arcadia.
Falls on number 11, Amara Brantner. That'll be her first, team fifth.
Only Schlossstein will come out after some terrific minutes. Our coach Evan Pogel. And the run is now 14-0 after Drzaskowski missed the free throw.
That's the third time they've missed the
Yeah, they've gotten
free throw after the harm.
And won three times, but they've missed all of them. Inside, Blantner can't finish, but James is there to clean it up. No one put a body on her, and Lexi James puts a halt to this 14-0 scoring run for Arcadia. But they're still down 16. Handoff, Bramer drives down the lane. kicks it outside. Lockington step in on after a nice pump fake, hits the free throw line jumper. Lockington have a nice first half with eight. Three different Raiders have 6 points or more. Pass is taken away by Draskowski as she tried to escape. She was fouled. Had the steal. De Jager fouled her. I think that's what the call is. It's going to be a hold on De Jager.
That'll be the second on Helene De Jager and the sixth team foul on the Redhawks.
5:26 to play in the 12 lead. Driving right side, hand off Sinsala, and a miscommunication ball goes off Sinsala out of bounds. One of those instances there that you couldn't really tell who went off of, but if you're Sinsala, you can grab that basketball, yeah, and you just want to grab it.
Don't leave it up to the officials to decide.
5:15 to play in the first. Redhawks looking to end this half with some momentum. Currently winners of two in a row. Their first win in over a calendar year last week. Pass inside on the nice dump off, caught by James, and she finishes the over-under. Nice high-low action, driving along the baseline, kick out outside. They rotate out front, right side three. Lockington is short. Rebound goes out of bounds after a nice box out by Alexis Ouellet, and it's going to GET. Right now, the scoring for GET has been really two players. Sammy Fila, who's got two threes, and Lexi James, who also has six. Another two coming from Lunsford, making up the 14 points for GET in this first half, while Arcadia's had six different players score. At the top of the arc, Larissa Thompson skips it over to Brantner, takes a couple of dribbles, then picks it up. Ouellette now gets it back to Sammy Fila. Skip pass, long two is hoisted up and missed by Ouellette. Rebound by Draskowski underneath. She saves it, but threw it right to James, where she got tied up with Adela Anderson, and will have a jump ball with the possession arrow favoring Arcadia. Nice job by Draskowski to track down that rebound, but really didn't have anywhere to go. Yeah, she was falling out of bounds. Anderson will walk it down and pass back to Draskowski, who gets the signal from the bench. Runs the offense, gets a screen, drives down the lane, right into the chest of James. Can't get it to go. Rebound taps right over to Brantner, who outlets over to Fila, but almost threw it away. Fila drives down from right to left, past Brantner. Trailing three is up and no good. It'll end up staying in bounds after the Redhawks saved it, and this will result in an Arcadia rebound. Draskowski tracks it down, a long pass up ahead, caught by Sinsala, extra pass up ahead for Sasha Boland, who will score. Boland on the board, make that seven different Raiders in the first half of points.
They're distributing it quite well tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and they're currently on an 18-2 run. 18-4 run, check that. Drive by James, and there's another block by Draskowski.
It's her third of the night already.
Not caught in the backside of James, but able to cleanly swat that one away out of bounds. And James will come out, as well as Larissa Thompson.
They're getting James a well-deserved break here.
Inbound goes to Ouellette. Passes back out front for Brantner. Handoff out front for Lunsford. She drives left lane line, gets pushed out. Kicks it out for Claire Burns just inside the line. Pass back to the top of the circle. Now Lunsford has it. Ouellette flashes out front. And now a dump off inside. Burns squares up on Draskowski. Nowhere to go. Brander comes back from the right wing to catch it. Dribbles baseline. Leaves it off underneath. And a little too long to shoot it for Ouellette. She had a look, but
I think Sinsala might have got a piece of that one.
She did block that, but it took a long time to shoot that ball. And she had an open look. Boland on the drive. Can't finish. Rebound underneath for GET with under three to go in the first. 32-14. Pass to Fila. Left wing. Skips it over to the other side for Ouellette. Drives in. She got blocked. Another swap by Sinsala. Here comes Draskowski. Diagonal pass up ahead. It's going to go off
Bremer,
one of the Raiders, but both Boland and Bramer were there.
Bramer didn't realize that Boland was behind her to get that one.
And we got timeout on the floor. 2:42 to play in the first. Arcadia leading 32-14 on WHTL. 2:42 to play in the first half from the Wanick Center. It's all Arcadia, 32-14 over GET. Redhawks have the ball moving from right to left, looking to end this half with some momentum. It's currently an 18-4 run for the Raiders. Pass at the top of the arc. Amara Brantner controls, leaves it off in the near side corner. Now Brantner comes back to the left wing to catch it. Dribble drives against Draskowski, gets to the baseline, pushed back out. Lunsford drives, gets it outside. Claire Burns for an open three. It's off the back iron. Rebound is loose underneath and saved by the Redhawks. Putback opportunity won't go. Draskowski rebounds the Sammy Fila miss. Long pass up ahead. Here's Sinsala. She pumps, goes up, and scores.
Nice move by Sinsala. She let the defender fly by her and went up for the little bunny.
And extends the lead to 20 points, 34-14 with under two to go in the first. Hand off Fila. Thought about a deep three. Thinks better of it. And then throws it to the far sideline where Brantner makes a one-handed catch. Comes back near side. Lunsford leaves off on the baseline. Two-pointer is up and missed by Ouellette from 12 feet away. Draskowski coming up on a 10 rebounds here.
I was
going to
say she's got to have 7-8 of them already.
Bramer with the basketball. Gets it out front for Bullen. Skip past Draskowski, who flares out inside the line to catch it. Step back 17-footer is pure.
You don't stop that, Mitchell. A little between the legs, crossover, step back, and she drained it.
Great make from a 5'10" player, and Tatum Draskowski, 36-14 Arcadia with 70 seconds to play in the first. Here's Sammy Filho wheeling against Bramer, forced to pass it away. At the top, Burns thought about a three, pivots and passes it over to Lunsford, who missed the three. Another rebound for Draskowski. She'll push it up ahead. Sinsalik makes the catch, goes underneath. There's Stacia Boland, who scoops it in underhand for two more.
You know what's happening right now, Mitchell, is our Redhawks are speeding up a little bit because they're falling further behind, but they're playing right into the Raiders' hands here on what they want to do.
And they're taking full advantage of it. Driving is Brantner, got fouled on her running shot attempt by Caitlin Bramer, and this will be two shots upcoming for Amara Brantner, I beg your pardon.
That is the second on number two, Caitlin Bramer. It's only the third team foul, but two of them happen to be on her.
So two shots here for Brantner. First free throw, he is up and good.
She's got a nice shot.
Four new Raiders are coming into the game. Schlossstein, Schlesher, Grochon, and Lockington. Everybody out except for Tatum Draskowski. This GET team is, for the season, averaging about 25 a game, but they've been much better offensively in the last two. Second free throw by Brantner is short and rebounded by Amaya Schlesher. Had 56 points in their win over Thomas, season high, and then followed that up with 46 against Black River Falls on Thursday of last week in a victory. Schlossstein drives, pivots, needs some help, gets it back outside for Draskowski, who tracks it down near center court. Schlesher has it high on the right, looks to the interior, nothing there. Schlossstein brings the screen, but she passes it away. Driving Lockington, back out Draskowski, puts up a rainbow three. It is short, rebound by GET underneath with 10 seconds to go. Here comes Lunsford down the lane, and she's fouled from behind by Schlesher. Not a bad foul.
Not really. It isn't at all. First on Amaya Schlesher. It's only the fourth team foul, so they'll have to take the ball out of bounds with, what, 6.5 to go?
So John Schmidt, six teams, going to need to run some quick offense here following the inbound. Fila inbounds, and they'll get a shot up, but that was blocked by Grochon, and it's rebounded by Draskowski. 2 seconds. Grochon will not heave it. Just couldn't get set for it, but it does not matter. Arcadia with a strong close to the first half, they head into the locker room with a 38-15 lead over GET. We'll step aside, come back with the first half totals in just a few minutes on WHTL. Welcome into halftime from the Wanek Center in Arcadia. 38-15, the Raiders with the halftime advantage. Mitchell Speltz, Butch Salama with you. A game that started off pretty competitively, but a strong close for Arcadia. They go on a 24-5 run to finish up the half, and they've got this big lead as a result.
Yeah, that's their biggest lead of the half here at 23. A little bit longer commercial break there as they were having trouble with extension cords under our feet. We apologize for that. But let's get right at some numbers here. First of all, for the visiting Redhawks of GET, they were led in scoring by Samantha Fila and Lexi James with 6 each. Problem is, Mitchell, they don't have much after that. Jocelyn Lunsford got 2 off the bench, and Mara Brantner with 1 free throw for their 15 points. They were 1 of 3 from the line for 33%, committed 6 personal fouls. Nobody with more than 2, 14 turnovers is what helped get Arcadia this big lead. For the homestanding Raiders, in a nice balanced attack, they were led in scoring by Jocelyn Lockington and Tatum Draskowski with 8 each. We have 6 for Chloe Schlossstein off the bench, 6 also for Madison Grochon. 4 points each for Justine Sinsala and Sasha Bolin. And rounding out the scoring with 2 was Amaya Schlesher for their 38. They were 4 of 7 for 57% from the line. 4 personal fouls. Bremer, the starting guard, has 2, only 5 turnovers for the Raiders. So there's your halftime numbers, Mitchell.
We'll take another break when we come back. Start of the second half here on WHTL. Start of the second half, just seconds away. Inside the Wanick Center, we are courtside. Mitchell Speltz and Butch Halama with you on hand as the second half is about to begin. Arcadia girls with a 38-15 lead over GET. Game one of our doubleheader. We'll have the boys game coming up now 20-25 minutes after the conclusion of this game. A game that was close through the first portion of that first half, but it was all Arcadia to finish it up, leading by 23. GT with the basketball and their road Reds moving from left to right. Pass out front, caught by Lightfoot, skips it over to the far side for Fila. Entry pass, James, good move by Drazkowski, but
another
shot
block.
Partially blocked from behind. Got her hand on it, long pass up ahead. Here's Lockington, drives and kicks to this corner for Justine Sinsala. Settles things down, gets it up top for Bramer. Hot pass inside for Drazkowski, back out Sinsala, you bet on the triple.
She knew that one when it left her hand, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She was only about 10 feet in front of us, and that follow through, that fish hook was just there.
First made shot from behind the arc tonight for Arcadia. I don't believe they made one in that first half.
No, they didn't.
Had three old-fashioned three-point plays, but didn't make any of the free throws following any of those, however. GT now down 41-15. Brantner lost the ball, and it's stolen by Justine Sinsala. Motors ahead of everyone down the floor. And lays it in with the right hand.
Just like that, Sinsala is up to 9 points.
Leads all scores in this game. 43-15 Arcadia, 28-point advantage for the Raiders. Lexi James has it near the center circle. Passes right for Ava Lightfoot, trying to get Brantner a touch inside. The ball is knocked to the bounds by Grochon. And it'll stay in the front court. Same starters for both sides. Brantner, Fila, DeJager, Lightfoot, and James for GET. Arcadia right now. Bramer, Grochon, Lockington, Drazkowski, and Sinsala, who has all 5 second-half points for the Raiders. High on the left, James gets it at center court, and they reverse it around the perimeter. Driving right side as DeJager gets underneath and gets the layup to go from the baseline.
Her first points of the night.
The senior on the board. Long pass up ahead. Bramer has it. 43-17 Arcadia. Sinsala drives down the right lane line, kicks it out for Lockington, steps in, steps out, and kicks it over to Sinsala in the corner. And a little injury maybe in the making here as the ball thrown away by Arcadia. But Lightfoot might have twisted her ankle a bit, and she is walking towards the bench.
Yeah, I think she's coming out.
Yeah, she was hobbling right away. Kind of stepped up to try and knock a pass away, and I think she landed on the shoe of Drazkowski.
Lunsford in for her.
That was a substitution for John Schmidtnick with 16 minutes to play, 43-17 Arcadia. Long pass far side, Lunsford, handoff James. They reverse it around the perimeter again. Fila now gets it right back up top. Lunsford drives but is quickly stopped. Goes back to Fila right of the circle. A lot of four out, one in action, trying to get James a touch. Nothing there. Here's a drive from the baseline. That shot is short. Lunsford couldn't finish. Rebound Sinsala. Diagonal pass up ahead through traffic. Grochon catches but can't finish. Offensive rebound by Bramer, and she sticks it. First two tonight for Caitlin Bramer, 45-17 Arcadia. On a 7-2 run to begin the second half, and now a body foul called on Grochon as her and DeJager collided.
That'll be Madison Grochon's second first in the half here for the Raiders.
And a lead to a GET inbounds underneath. Nothing materializing so far, and the pass will be tipped and taken away by Lockington as a result, trying to outrace the Red Hawks. She does, but missed the shot, got too deep, and it's rebounded underneath by GET's Josh Lunsford. Well, that was semi-contested, but did just enough to force the miss. DeJager steps in. I should say this is Brantner stepping in. She misses the mid-range jumper. Rebound kicks over to Drazkowski. No-look pass on the drive. There's Lockington getting in close and getting fouled. And Jocelyn Lockington will shoot two after the nice pass by Drazkowski on the move.
That'll be the third on Helene DeJager, first in the half. Lockington to the line for two.
First free throw for her is perfect. One has been quite the balanced effort scoring-wise tonight for Arcadia. Sinsala and Lockington lead the team with 9. Drazkowski has 8. Schlossstein and Grochon with 6. Seen a little bit of everybody. Free throw number 2 is perfect again. Lockington is the first player into double figures tonight. 47-17. The lead has grown to 30. GET trying to make something happen offensively, being outscored in the second half, 12-2. Pass inside is deflected and stolen away. Here comes a run out on the other side. Grochon gets in deep and scores. Narochan gives Arcadia a 11-2 advantage in the second half. 49-17 our score. Sammy Fila gets it across the timeline, and she got stripped. Pass up ahead for Sinsala, 2-on-1, right to Grochan down the lane, and she finishes. Grochan now in the double figures, 51-17. And two subs set to come in for GT at the next whistle. High on the left, Sammy Fila looks inside, nothing there as Cadence Thompson popped out. Driving in is Fila, and she will be fouled as she collides with Bramer. This will result in two shots, I believe.
That'll be the third on Caitlin Bramer. Second team foul, and going to the line is Fila.
She'll shoot the free throws. Fila hit two threes in the first half. Our first three gave the Redhawks their first and only lead of the game. Free throws missed by Fila. James will come in for Thompson. The second player will come in for the shooter, Fila. Now Fila looking for her first point of the second half, and she won't get it. Missed it as Drazkowski rebounds. And Coach Evan Poggle wants a timeout. 14-11 to go in the game. It's 51-17 Arcadia. Arcadia with a 51-17 lead. 14 minutes to play from the Wanick Center as they have taken over this game against the Redhawks. Driving and throwing it away is Lockington. Miscommunication as she bounced it right into the lap of Aileen DeJager. She has the steal. Drives and passes left for Luntz for the sophomore. And now back up front for Brantner. And then Grochan jumps the pass and has another steal. Madison Grochan the other way will score at the left hand. Grochan taking over to Quick at 6 points in the first half. She's matched that total here in the second for a game high 12. Driving and losing the ball as Lunsford keeps track of it, though. Driving, another throwaway. Jumped by Lockington, pass up ahead. Here's Bramer gliding down the lane. Her layup falls off the rim, no good. Rebound still loose underneath and picked up by GET's Larissa Thompson. And three Raiders head to the scores table. 13-15 to play. Three-pointer right side is going to bounce off the rim and off the beam. That'll be out of bounds, almost winning anyway. And it's going to go to Arcadia.
Okay, we've got 22 Bolin, 23 Slostein, and 25 Slesher in for the Raiders.
53-17. The lead was 23 at halftime. It has ballooned up to 36. Here in the second, just 2 points so far this half for the Redhawks. Slostein has it left baseline. Good pump, drives, and gets pushed back out by James. She gets it right back, left double extended. Good pass inside for Drazkowski. Steps back from the right baseline, can't hit it. James snags the rebound for the Redhawks. A defensive possession for GET.
James does a nice job boxing out and rebounding underneath there.
Pushing up the floor from left to right. Redhawks looking to manufacture some offense. Driving Lunsford. Hand off for DeJager. Back out front it goes for Higgins. Three-pointer up top is missed by Thompson. Offensive rebound to Jaeger trying to power it up but lost the ball and it's stolen. Sasha Bolin with the ball, bounces ahead for Slostein. Extra pass to Slusher, who will tap it in for an easy two.
They're moving the ball so nice here tonight. They really are.
A team that averages about 10 assists per game feels like they've got a lot more than that.
They got more than that already, I can guarantee you.
Just over 12 minutes to play, 55-17. Redhawks working around the perimeter but then throw it away. Pass was behind the intended target, DeJager, and another giveaway by the GET Redhawks.
Number five, Alexis McDonald, makes, I think, her first appearance in the game tonight for the Redhawks, along with number two, Ouellette
in the game.
Ouellette.
Yeah, but then Nora Higgins, as mentioned, just entered a few moments ago. Her first action, handoff, Grochan, nobody there. She goes down the lane, but she blew the layup.
Made some tough layups so far here tonight and then misses that one.
That's halfway down. And now a near turnover in the corner. Now Grochan ends up with another steal. Can she convert this layup all the way in? She goes. She cannot, but she was fouled. And Grochan will shoot two.
Number 24, Larissa Thompson with her first foul, second of the half.
So two shots for Grochan, who has taken off here in the second half, up to a game-high 12 points, looking to add to it, but it's well short and just grazes the rim, and has one more coming. Let's do her routine. Her second one is short again. Long rebound, though, kicks out to Bolin. Second chance for Arcadia. Drozkowski has it, gets it to Grochon, drives down the lane again, and she's fouled once more. And she left the free layup short, and back to the line goes Madison Grochon, chance to redeem herself.
Falls on number two, Alexis Ouellette. Her first, team third.
Now two more for Grochon at the line, as Arcadia has had some struggles at the stripe in this game, despite playing very well everywhere else, as the first free throw this time is good. Defense has sharpened up. It's led to easy buckets. And they have gone to the line, however. They have left some points here. Second free throw for Grochon this time is good. And after going 0 for 2, and she goes 2 for 2. And now Grochon will get a rest as we see Adela Anderson come in. Lead is now 40 for Arcadia, 57-17. They won the first matchup by 53 back on December 20th, or December 19th, rather. GT basketball and driving left side is Lunsford, and she threw it away. Turnovers are piling up for the Redhawks. Here comes Sloshing, running the break, passes left for Anderson, leaves it back inside. Tough one to handle, and she cannot control it. Goes out of bounds. And a rare Arcadia turnover.
We've got number 30, Claire Bowers, and Fila in for the Redhawks.
Raiders with a sizable advantage this half. They are outscoring GET 19-2. Pass to the top, controlled by Alexis McDonald, who just entered a few minutes ago, getting her first action. Now it's Nora Higgins driving to the left elbow, bouncing it to the outside. Fila with the basketball, skips it over to McDonald, drives and had her shot blocked by Anderson. Schlesser tracks it down on the baseline for Arcadia. Long pass up ahead. Drozkowski has it, darts it across the lane, caught by Bowen, lob over the top for Sloshing. Can't control it. It goes off her fingertips, out of bounds. Coach Evan Pogo telling Bowen to shoot that next time.
We can hear him telling her.
Yeah. So that's the beauty of sitting courtside. You get that front row audio to what the coaches have to say. Nighthawks with the basketball down by 40. And driving left side in close and getting fouled is Fila. As we'll see more players re-enter for Arcadia. The
calls on number 22. That'll be Sasha Boland's first, team third.
This will be a shooting foul for new Raiders. Almost a full line change. First free throw by Fila is good. Went 0 for 2 earlier this half at the line. Leads the team with 7 points tonight. Just a third point scored this half out of the Redhawks. Team that had been playing much better offensively over the last week. Their second free throw is good. So Fila goes 2 out of 2 this trip down the floor. 57-19 Arcadia. Wait, 10 and change to play. Drozkowski, nobody picks her up, and she goes right down the middle, but missed the layup.
Too easy.
Easiest look she's had all night, arguably. A defensive lapse that GET doesn't pay the price for. Driving right side, McDonald. Good defense by Grochon, trying to steal it from her. Almost did. And instead, it's controlled by McDonald. Gets it back outside. Nora Higgins wheels it to the left lane line, and it's swatted like a volleyball by Drozkowski. And then it leaks into the backcourt. Fila has it, falls to her backside, and that'll be a travel. And Drozkowski playing a different sport out there with that spike. Her fourth in this game, and that's something she does a lot and can result in fouls at times, but right now she has her timing down, and that's kind of the key of being a good shot blocker. It's not necessarily being tall. It's been being good at timing and learning to do it without committing those fouls, and she's been excellent tonight. Grochon interior pass, turnaway jumper from 5 feet away, won't go. Well contested by GET as we're under 10 minutes to play. Pass up ahead. Here's Fila driving inside. Another block by Drozkowski, making it look too easy out there. And when we get down to it, Butch, you're going to have a tough time for Napa Auto Parts, the foreign player of the game tonight.
You're already setting me up for this, aren't you?
I'm giving you some extra time to think about it. 9.5 minutes to go. Redhawks with the ball. Inside pass for James, guarded by Drozkowski. And now they skip it. Back up top it goes for Claire Burns. And Burns needs some help as she looks for a screen, but nothing comes. Letting out the top of the circle. Passes right to Fila. As Bramer guards her arm's length away. Pushes herself towards the corner. Knocked away by Bramer. Out of bounds. And it'll stay on this end of the floor as Sloshstein will return for Arcadia and give Jerzykowski a break. Might be the end of her night. We'll see. That's how big this lead currently is. Inbound to come underneath from Fula. It's swatted. It goes almost out of bounds. It was saved by GET. Didn't have to do that. Here's a mid-range jumper missed by Isabella Tibbetts, and it's going to result in a foul on the putback. And this will send Lexi James to the free throw line as she stays active on the boards.
Follows on number five, Caitlin Bremer. That's her fourth, team fourth.
Yeah, Grocha picked up that foul.
Yep. Excuse me, number five, Madison. You're right.
Had the right number, wrong player. First free throw by James is short. One more to come, James. Second free throw is airborne, and that's no good. Rebound goes right to Justine Sinsala, and Arcadia has it. Well, then her 9 minutes to play, leading 57-19 in the corner. Wide open is Lockington. She'll step in, take the two-pointer, and it's good. Rainbows it in, and Lockington up to 12 points. 40-point advantage, Arcadia.
Can that get us to the running clock here now with under nine?
I believe it should, and we'll keep an eye on it. GT and Arcadia still trying to both play hard here down the stretch, specifically GET and the young rebuilding team that they are. Inside pass, Claire Burns faces up, drives in, finds James on the other side, but almost turned it over. Actually does turn it over, I beg your pardon. And now we have four Redhawks and three in the game.
Clock is running.
So these last 8 minutes will fly by.
So a freshman, Ruby Johnson, is in. Who else is new here?
And everybody but James is new in the game. We got Brantner in the game, Ruby Johnson, Haley DeJager, and also a drive-in foul inside. Missing the last one.
Fouls on number 33, Lexi James. That's her first, team fourth of the half. And Bremer's at the line.
She will shoot two as substitutions rush to the table for Arcadia. Free throw is no good by Bremer. Ava Bounce will get her first action for Arcadia as Grochantz and Salah come out, as does Lockington. One more to come for Caitlin Bremer. Her free throw is up, and that one is good.
Took yourself out of the game with that one.
That's the unfortunate reality sometimes of making those second free throws. But I don't think she minds, though.
No.
Give some of the younger players some action here. Got Schlesher, Anderson, Boland, Schlossstein, and Bouch in the game for Arcadia. Three-pointer left side is good by Ruby Johnson. That makes it 60-21 with 6:40 to play. Schlesher passes over to Boland. She's open. Hesitates, now drives as she gets it to Bouch. Bouch looks inside, nothing there. And now Boland takes along the left baseline, gets walled off. Fine slash team, takes the short jumper. It won't go. And it's rebounded by Amara Brantner. With 6:25 to go. Passes over to the right side. Brantner steps in, now gives it back out. Get a little give and go. Right wing three is up and good for Brantner. Back-to-back made triples for GET. It's 60-24. With six and change to play. Raiders trying to run their offense. They haven't really run home a whole lot in the half court in the second half. A lot of their points have just come off fast breaks and steals. Bouch in the corner, gets it to Sloshstein, who drives down the lane, gets pushed out, finds Boland on a kick out left wing. Her shot is no good. And it's rebounded again by Brantner underneath. A 5:45 to play. 60-24 Arcadia on the verge of their 12th win of the year and getting to 7-4 in league play. Pass to the right side. Lauren Brantner gives it up on the right to Ruby Johnson. Inside pass. Driving inside and losing the basketball. It's picked up by Bouch, and Arcadia has it. Here comes Boland in transition. Leaves it for Sloshstein. Goes right into her defender but missed the shot. Schlesher there for the putback. Right place, right time for Amaya Schlesher. 62-24, 5 minutes to go. Ander, we got the boys game coming up after this one. Inside pass, James catches and cannot finish. Grabs her own miss, and this time will convert. Lexi James with 8 points. Her and Fila, the team leaders for the Redhawks in this one. Under 5 minutes to play. Adela Anderson looks inside. No one moving for the time being. Driving and kicking. Here's a long shot by Schlossstein, and that one will drop. Schlossstein, who averages about 2 points a game, has 8 here tonight off the bench. 64-26. Inside pass, James, too far out of reach and out of bounds. Well, Red Hawk turnover, and it was a pretty long stretch of a whistle there. And Arcadia will have the basketball at 4 and change to play. Hawks it across the timeline from right to left at the center circle. Schlesher will hand it off. Ava Bouch, the sophomore, bounces it over to the right side for Anderson. Inside Schlossstein turns, needs some help, goes back out for Schlesher, and we got a 3-second violation called against Arcadia. I believe that Schlossstein was in there too long. And GT will have the basketball as the clock continues to run. The running clock remains in effect with 3:45 to go. That's at the top. Alexis Ouellette passes it over to Ruby Johnson. Inside feed. Here's Claire Burns on the drive. Hand off Brantner. She drives from the baseline, but her shot goes off the side of the backboard and it's rebounded by Boland. Well, I'll let it up ahead to Schlesher. Right-handed dribble. That's the offense set up, and she goes over to Ava Bouch. Notch at the top of the arc. Works through on the perimeter. Schlesher has it left of the circle. Drives in towards the elbow. Pushed and angled back out. Hand off Schlossstein, who's a bucket away from reaching double figures. Well, step back pass inside. There is Schlossstein, and she'll score it. Nice little two-man action. 66-26. It's a 10-point performance off the bench for Schlossstein.
Third player to hit double figures tonight for the Raiders.
And again, it's been pretty balanced for them, which makes your player of the game decision all the more difficult. Driving in left side, shot is no good by Ouellette. Long rebound is tracked down by Brantner. Resets and then nearly threw it away. Ball still loose. It's off. No ball. It stays in bounds. It was saved by GET, and after all that, it does end up going out through the sideline, and it will be GET ball.
Number 0, Nora Higgins back in, and Brantner will take a seat. Brantner's probably done for the night here.
Inbound coming from the far sideline. Dangerous pass goes through everyone.
I don't think nobody touched it.
And they're going to say it was touched by Sasha Boland, so she did get a fingertip on that. Clock does continue to run. So GET inbounds, throwing it inside. It's Ruby Johnson who catches. Good pump and pass to Ouellette, who maneuvers in close and banks it in. First two for the freshman, Alexis Ouellette. 66-28, with a buck 50 to play. Ava Bouch passes inside for Schlossstein, faces up, feeds it into the corner. Boland back to Schlossstein, who takes the elbow jumper. It won't go. Rebounded underneath by Higgins. Just over 90 seconds to play. Two subs at the table for GET. They'll sub them in right now after the ball was deflected out of bounds on the pass. I see Alexis McDonald and Isabella Tibbetts come into the game. Higgins to throw it in. We'll enter it along the far sideline. Tibbetts leaves it off for Higgins. Gets it out front for Johnson. Rotates right. Long, high. Three-pointer is up and no good by McDonald. Rebound underneath. Secured by Bouch, who stops right at center court, almost in that danger zone. Extra pass left. Open for three is Schlesher. Misses it off the heel. Rebound underneath. Secured by GET. 52 seconds to go. Step back. Long two is up and almost banked in by Higgins. Offensive rebound, McDonald. She'll try it. Her shot no good. Rebound by Schlossstein underneath with 40 seconds to play. Motoring down the floor quickly is Schlesher into a body. She goes. Her shot will go plus the harm. Elias Schlesher a chance for three as the final seconds continue to tick off.
Ball was on number 5, Alexis McDonald, her first, team of 5th here in the second half.
Her free throw is no good. Higgins picks it up on the baseline with 10 seconds to go. Bounce pass up ahead, driving in right side. Tough shot on the move, won't go. It's rebounded by Schlesher, and that will do it. Arcadia cruises to a 68-28 win over GET to sweep the season series and end a 3-game losing streak. We'll come back with the final totals and numbers from game one and get you set for game two in just a few minutes on WHTL. Mitchell Spelman, Butch Shalama back with live inside the Wanek Center. Game one of our doubleheader just concluded with Arcadia winning handily over GET, 68-28, the final score. And Butch, one that was never really in doubt once Arcadia broke away and they cruised to their 12th victory of the season.
I guess you got to look at it, the positive points from GET. They doubled what they put out the other night against them, the last time against them, but it was still a pretty big loss. Let's look at the numbers here quickly. For the Redhawks, they were led in scoring by Samantha Fila and Lexi James with 8 each. 4 points for Amara Brantner. 2 points for Ruby McDonald. And 2 points each for Helene DeJager, Alexis Ouellette, and Jocelyn Lunsford. They were 3 of 7 from the line for 43%. 11 fouls, 27 turnovers, 14 in the first half, 13 in the second half. That was a big problem for them, was the turnovers. Looking at the Arcadia Raiders, leading them in a very balanced offensive attack was Madison Grochon with 14. 12 for Jocelyn Lockington, 10 for Chloe Schlossstein off the bench, 9 for Justin Sinsala, 8 for Tatum Draskowski, 8 for Amaya Slusher, 4 points for Sasha Boland. Rounding out the scoring with 3 was Caitlin Bremer for their 68 points, 9 of 16 from the line for 56%. They committed only 8 fouls and only 10 turnovers, so quite a great evening for the Raiders here.
68-28, the final. Arcadia wins game one. We'll come back with the Napa Auto Parts Performance Plus player of the game for game one after this. I'm Mitchell Spelman, Butch Shalama with you inside the Wanek Center in Arcadia, where the Raider girls just took care of GET 68-28. We've got the guys' game coming up in about 10 minutes from now. And to put a bow on our last contest, now it's time for the Napa Auto Parts Performance Plus player of the game, and here's Butch.
Brought to you each and every night by the good folks at Napa Auto Parts and Plus and Performance, and they have locations in Independence and Blair. Stop and see Mike or Seth Benedict. Seth did the girls game here. He was an official for that. This is one of the tougher ones we've had. I mean, I did one night where I did 5 starters. I'm not doing that tonight, but you had this type of scoring for the Raiders, 14, 12, 10, 9, 8, and 8. I'm going with one of the 8s. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Tatum Draskowski. I think she's our leading scorer on the year. But she had well over 10 rebounds, and she had 6 or 7 block shots. So she only had the 8 points. They didn't need her scoring tonight, Mitchell.
No.
But she controlled that inside. She had the 6 or 7 blocks, like I said, but I bet you she altered another, 4 or 5 shots legitimately?
Definitely, yeah.
So Tatum Draskowski is going to be the Napa Parts and Press Performance Player of the Game for just a tremendous all-around game.
And with that wraps up the girls' coverage of the doubleheader. We'll focus on the boys in just a moment. Again, we're about less than 10 minutes away from getting things started at the Wanek Center. It's round 2 between Arcadia and GET, where the Redhawks won round 1. We'll preview the matchup and get you set for tip-off on the other side here on WHT.